Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast. This is Tuesday, March 30th, 2021. On the podcast today, we introduce another new book that is now available on audible.com.
Chicago Dreams, written by Melissa Alvarado, narrated by Whitney N. Jenkins, Russell Newton, and Jay Lindenwood for Hot Ghost Productions. Ellie pushed the creeping loneliness down into her gut. There wasn't time to feel sorry for herself. This was the pinnacle of her career, and loneliness was for losers. Ellie wasn't a loser. Smart, capable, and fully in control, Ellie didn't need someone tying her down. She didn't need someone to share her life with, didn't need kids or a family. As she rifled through her papers on her desk, she resolved to bask in the loneliness. Career was more important than anything else. Rubbing her temples, trying to get rid of her impending headache, she looked again at the report that the board had given her only a few moments ago. The board has determined that a merger is required for AB Tech to succeed. This is not a reflection of poor management. In fact, we believe that Ali Vasquez has taken AB Tech to soaring heights. However, we believe that a merger will take this company to a level that Ms. Vasquez cannot accomplish alone. Signed. And the note continued on with signatures from the entire board of directors. Ali had read and reread the email, even printing it out to go over it without having to stare at a screen. That's what it said. They wanted her to stay in control, and they wanted to push for a merger with another company. This would thrust her company, AB Tech, into the Fortune 100 status. It would also make her the leading woman in the tech industry in all of Chicago, if not the entire United States. But it also meant sharing her position with someone else. And if Ali was right about the companies that the board suggested, it meant sharing her CEO position with a man. Not that she had anything against men per se, but she didn't want the pushback of having to tell one what to do. It was a headache, having to deal with an alpha male who wanted it his way. Ali had dealt with it before, which eventually led her to create AV Tech in her parents' basement when she was 20 years old. A tech conglomerate, they were an outsourced research and development company. If a company needed a microchip or an app developed, they came to AV Tech. It saved the company from having to hire their own engineers, coders, graphic designers, and writers, allowing them to keep costs down by outsourcing their tech development. The idea had been tried before, but never with Ali at the helm. She had taken it from a small startup in her basement to a successful, thriving business. They had over 40 people on staff, doing over $100 million in cash flow every year. In 9 years, she had reached every goal that she'd ever dreamed of. But now her freaking board of directors aimed even higher, meaning that Ali was going to have a partner. A knock at her office door made her jump a little as she looked up from her papers. "Yeah?" she asked, needing to blink a few times to focus on the outside world. "I was wondering if you wanted to join a couple of the girls from the engineering department and come out for drinks," her assistant Tiffany asked. "I know you're busy, I just wanted to make sure you knew that you're invited." Normally, Ali would have shut the invite down as quickly as they had tossed it out. Normally. But today, with the news of a merger shoved down her throat, Ali felt the need for a drink. Or several drinks, to be honest. "Yeah," Ali said, her mouth moving faster than her mind. "Yeah, I think I need that." "Really?" Tiffany asked, as surprised at Ali's answer as Ali was. "Wow, okay. We were gonna head out right away." "I'll call my driver," Ali answered, putting the paper down on her desk. "He will pick us up at the door when you're ready." Tiffany smiled, a genuine, enormous smile that showed all of her perfect white teeth. Ali couldn't ask for a better assistant, and Tiffany was really her closest friend. Well, she'd had a best friend, one who had completely understood her, who she could call at any time and chat about anything. That was before he left to gallivant around the world and completely forgot that she existed, leaving Tiffany as her only friend. which was kind of sad when Ellie thought about it. Tiffany worked for her. That was all. How friendly could they actually be if Ellie was paying the bills?
More information regarding today's book and the author can be found at audible.com or amazon.com. Show notes and further information can be found at russelericnewton.com. With an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast.